Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of living by the power of God and releasing it to come to pass in your life. Now, we've talked about the fact that we are to live by the power of God, 2 Corinthians 13:4. We have a spirit of power, 2 Timothy 1:7. And the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, Romans 1:16. And who's it for? All those that believe. The preaching of the cross is the power of God to those that are saved, because we realize what Jesus has done for us. He was the one who went to the cross, redeemed us out of the hand of the enemy. Now he's the one who established the new covenant, and now the word of that covenant, the power of God through the word, will bring the promises of God into manifestation in our life. Now you have a spirit of power because Christ is the power of God, 1 Corinthians 1:24. And remember, when Jesus went forth, he was preaching the word, and it was in a demonstration there of spirit and power. Paul did the very same thing, demonstration of the spirit and power. The kingdom of God is not just in word, but it's in power. You know, there's many that have a form of godliness, but have denied the power. 2 Timothy 3:5 indicates that. There's many that have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. The Bible says, from such turn away. We should not just be going to church or going to walking in the ways supposedly of God without seeing the power of God. God is a God of power. Don't water down the gospel. Don't water down the word and think that we cannot operate in the power of God. We don't just have a form of godliness, but we see the power of God operating. If you're not around the power of God, the Bible says, from such turn away. You've got to learn that the power of God is going to give you victory. The Bible says that the weapons of warfare, are mighty or powerful through God. They will pull down every stronghold in your life. Of course, we must know the power of God. Paul talked about that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. We are to know the power of God. In fact, Jesus got after them in Matthew 22:29, and he told them of how they were erring because they did not know the scriptures nor the power of God. We got to know the scriptures, but we also have to know the power of God, that the power of God is in God's word and it will produce after its kind. Remember the Jew named Apollos, who was born at Alexandria. He was an eloquent man, and he was mighty or powerful in the scriptures. God wants you to be powerful in the scriptures, the word of God. And you need to get this power resident in you. It comes into you and will be dwelling in you as you put on the whole armor of God. We saw in the last broadcast, Ephesians 6, verse 10 and following, about the armor of God. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be inwardly empowered. And this comes from the word resident in all areas of your life, in your mind, in your heart, coming out of your mouth, dealing with the temptations that come against you because you speak the word. And also, not only strong in the Lord, inwardly empowered, but in the power of his might, the outward release of force and power that is going to overcome the enemy. How do you do it? Put on the whole armor of God by taking hold of it, by getting the word in you, your loins girt about with the truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. That's that word in your heart, the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, an inner preparation that you're going to walk step by step after the word, the shield of faith, where you can quench, you have the power to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You can't overcome them by your own mind over matter, mind over the enemy type of attitude. No, it's going to be with the word of God that is going to deal with the enemy. Jesus spoke the word to resist the devil. You're going to have to do the same thing. It is the power of God that is going to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. We also take the helmet of salvation. That's the word renewed in our mind. The sword of the Spirit, the spoken word of God, to release the power of God to bring forth victory. Now this word is able or has the power to build you up. In the measure that you got the word in you is the measure that you've been built up and strengthened with power within. to build you up, and it also will give you your inheritance. It also will save or deliver, transform, heal your soul realm. In James 1:21, it talks about receiving with meekness the implanted, engrafted word, which is able or has the power to save and deliver your soul. Praise God. So it's important that you get the Word of God in you. Remember, we are powerful ministers of the New Testament, and the Word that comes is not just in word only. The Gospel is in power. Now, God wants us to get this power of God operating and released in our life. You know, the Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." As we receive the Holy Spirit to dwell in us, the Bible says you shall receive power. Now, many people have not understood what this says. They've assumed that it means that this power came to them, but that's not what it says. The word receive is not a passive reception. It's not the Greek word dekamai. It is the Greek word lambano, which is a self-prompted taking hold of. It literally says, "But you shall take hold of the power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." Otherwise, once the Holy Ghost comes upon you and He has come to dwell in you, now you can take hold of the power of God to operate. And how do we take hold of the power of God? Through the operation of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to take the Word, He's going to write it in our heart, write it in our mind, reveal the truth to us, and that's going to put the power of God in us. Also, we can be filled with the Spirit as we pray continually, as we speak and praise the Lord and worship Him. The Bible says, "Be being filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart." As we speak praises and worship unto the Lord, we're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost and see the power of the Holy Spirit operating in us. So the power of God is going to operate through the Word in you, also by being filled with the Holy Spirit. Remember in Luke 24:49, He talked about how He was going to send the promise of the Father, which was the Holy Spirit, and He was going to come on them, and they were to wait in Jerusalem until they were endued or clothed with power from on high. The Holy Spirit is also the power of God. Remember, Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. They anointed the Holy Spirit, and the power of God that comes through the Word and being filled with the Holy Spirit, you can release the power of God in your life. Now, as the Word of God gets in you, and as you're full of the Holy Spirit, you are going to be ready to go forth and do mighty works. Remember Stephen, he was full of the Holy Ghost, he was full of faith, he was full of power, and he did great wonders and miracles. God wants you to get full of the Word, to have the power of God through the Word in you, full of the Holy Spirit, full of faith, so that you can go forth and do the mighty works of God. As the power of God is resident in you, you're going to be ready to release it. Now, we're going to talk about releasing this power. It is important that you learn to release the power of God. You can do it with your faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, the Bible says, "Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed." The word "received" is the word lambano, which means a taking hold of. And the word "strength" there is the word dunamis, translated power in most of the scriptures in the New Testament. Through faith, Sarah herself took hold of the power of God to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who'd promised. She took the promise of God, which is the Word of God. You've got to take the promise of God. Know that God is faithful. And with your faith, you have a spirit of faith, and your faith will operate as you pray a prayer of faith. She took hold of the miraculous ability of God that brought the conception of this seed. And this is exactly what's going to happen. God's Word is going to take root in you, and you're going to conceive the promise of God, and it's going to come into manifestation in your life. You, with your faith, are going to take hold of the promise of God, of the power of God that's going to bring that promise into manifestation. How do you do that? You do that by acting on the Word and praying the Word and believing that you receive as you speak the Word. And as you quote the Word and take hold of the power of God by believing that I receive the power of God through the Word to bring this promise into manifestation, then you'll see the promise come to pass. Now see, as you learn to speak God's Word, that releases the power of God. In fact, in Hebrews 1:3, The Bible, speaking of Jesus, says that he was upholding all things by the word of his power. He was upholding all things by the word of his power. Not by the power of his word, but by the word of his power. The word power is the word dunamis, the power of God, miraculous ability of God. The word for word here is rhema, meaning the spoken word of God. It says he was upholding all things by the spoken word of his power, by the spoken word of his miraculous ability. What that tells you is that there is power in the word, and the spoken word releases the power of God so that Jesus was upholding all things in his life. That's exactly what you're going to do. You are going to put the power of God to work through speaking the word, through praying a prayer of faith, and taking hold of the power of God as you can declare the word to bring the promise into manifestation and to uphold all things in your life. God wants you to operate in power. You know, Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." It's interesting. This word "worketh" is in the middle voice in the Greek. The middle voice means that the subject is putting the power to work and receiving the benefit of it. There's three voices. There's the active, the middle, and the passive voice. The active voice, the subject puts the power to work. The passive voice, the person receives the benefit of it. But the middle voice means he puts it into operation and receives the benefit of it. And this is talking about how God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that you put into operation, that you put into operation to work in you, and you will receive the benefit of it. How are you going to put it in operation? Because you're going to get the Word in you. You're going to get full of the Holy Spirit, full of faith, full of the Word, and you are going to pray a prayer of faith. You're going to speak forth the Word, and the spoken Word of His miraculous ability is going to bring into manifestation the promises of God in your life. God wants you to know that His Word is full of power, and you can speak the Word. We are kept by the power of God. We're going to operate according to the power of God and live by it and see His promises come to pass in our life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.